Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today, we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of AI coding assistants, specifically GitHub Copilot Agent.
Ooh, exciting. I've heard whispers. So what's the big deal with this agent thing? Is it just Copilot with a fancy new name?
Not just a fancy name. It's a whole new level of autonomy. Think of Copilot as suggesting code snippets, right? Like a helpful friend offering a word here or there. Copilot Agent, however, takes on entire coding tasks, building a whole web app from a simple prompt. That's agent's domain. It's a huge shift.
Whoa, okay, color me impressed. So it's like delegating to a robot?
Exactly. It breaks down big requests, writes the code, debugs it, even anticipates steps you haven't explicitly stated. Like if you need a database, it'll whip up the schema, migrations, and API endpoints. It's mind-blowing.
So how does this magic happen? Is it just ChatGPT in disguise?
Kind of. Large language models, yes. But not just ChatGPT. Copilot Agent lets you choose from multiple AI backends. OpenAI, Anthropic, even Google's Gemini. This flexibility avoids vendor lock-in, allowing companies to tailor the model to their needs. Very smart.
Got it. But all this autonomy, doesn't that sound a little risky?
I see your point. But GitHub has built-in safeguards. Before executing anything sensitive, like installing a library, it double checks with the developer. It's like a super efficient intern. Brilliant, but still needs a little supervision.
Okay, that makes sense. But how is Copilot Agent different from regular Copilot?
Regular Copilot is about completion. Agent is about creation. Copilot suggests lines of code. Agent builds entire features. Think small steps versus giant leaps. Both are great tools, just different purposes.
Right. So, what about the competition? Is GitHub the only player in this game?
Not at all. There's Cursor, which is a whole new IDE built around AI, and Windsurf from Codeium, designed to seamlessly integrate with existing workflows. It's a heated race, and that's great for developers. More options, more innovation.
So the future of coding is robots?
Well, not entirely. These agents are more like powerful assistants. They free up developers from tedious tasks, so they can focus on the bigger picture, the creative stuff. It's not about replacing humans, it's about empowering them. And from a business perspective, it's about faster development, increased efficiency. It's a game changer.
I'm definitely on board. Thanks for breaking this down. It's fascinating stuff.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening to Nutty's Show. Until next time, keep coding, keep innovating, and keep exploring the exciting world of AI. Goodbye.
Goodbye.